Meeting back to order. Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12473, Equity Trust Co. Kendah West seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Pine Grove Road within the Hollywoods Park subdivision. The 911 address is 32622 Pine Grove Road, Lowell. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 432, Map 8, Parcel 124.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5.3-foot variance and a 6-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for an existing garage. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
The applicant before us.
Address for the record.
Yes, Kendah West, 1139 Old Highway 99, Columbia, Tennessee.
Okay. I'm going to get this.
Clay West, 32519 Laurel Drive, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're requesting a variance, as you described, for the completion of a construction of a garage. This is new construction, and we went through the permitting process, received our septic permits and our building permits, and our understanding from the building permits, as it stated, was that there was a 30-foot setback from the road. We backed our structure as far back as the septic permit would provide, so we're 47 feet from the road. But apparently there was a difference of understanding in terms of where the property marker begins and where the structure is placed. So we have, because of the shape of the lot, because of the septic design and permitting, the structure has been moved back as far as physically possible, but we're requesting a 5-foot variance to be able to complete the garage.
So the house and everything is in place?
The house is in place, yes.
Okay. And Mr. Whitehouse, why on their building permit would it say 30 feet Pine Grove Road? Because I would think the same thing.
So the building permit in this zoning district has the correct setback. I believe
it says 30, but it says Pine Grove Road.
Which I believe to be correct, but...
So then why are they here?
So in this case, what was measured on site is falling short of the 30 as per the survey.
30 feet from the road?
From the right-of-way line, so... So
it's kind of confusing because most are 30 feet from your property line. But this says Pine Grove Road. Doesn't say from the easement of the road. It says Pine Grove Road.
I follow. So that is the text used on the permit. The requirement is from the right-of-way line in the zoning code. I follow your meaning, sir.
There's no other road to... reference. It's not a through lot.
Is that a regular used road for all traffic or just for the development?
Just for the development.
Okay.
I live back there, so it's
just for
you see what I'm where, how I'm thinking?
I see that, Madam Chair. And then you're also, I'm sorry, Ann.
Go ahead.
Then you're also, you've backed up on your construction to where your septic will allow you to come.
We backed up as far as we possibly could, so we're, I believe, about 47 feet from the road, so we thought we were, you know, well within compliance.
The other houses there, how far from the road are they? Are you kind of in line with them, or
no,
you?
No, we are a little bit forward of the houses on our immediate right and left, but as mentioned, my brother also lives in the neighborhood. There are a number of houses in the neighborhood that maybe prior to changes in code or whatever are less than 25 feet from the road. So in terms of the neighborhood in general, there's sort of a variety of positioning.
Okay.
From the from the picture that we're looking at, the yellow property line to the road, it looks like grass area. What kind of distance do you think that is from the property line to the road?
I would say between 20 and 25 feet.
Okay.
I guess that's the easement, which I never saw anything about that much distance being from the road and then measuring out. But I read it just as I did, you know, on the permit.
Who, you didn't have to sign for the permit, I take it? Wasn't explained to you?
No.
It says special ops on here, so I'm thinking they might have mailed it.
COVID thing, so yeah. They sent it straight out.
If I can assist, Madam Chair, so the permit was issued April 14th, which was after the introduction of new procedures whereby there would be a map issued with the building permit with the setbacks stated. And I believe, if I look, that should be on file, but.
Well, how about their application for a building permit, wouldn't it? You did not require a site plan at that time?
I believe so. If it was not provided, although it should be provided for a dwelling, that would have been provided for, although it should have been drawings for plan review, because the building permit was for. Yes, so the building, the site plan that we have on file is dated August 3rd. Of this year, which
and
is after the buildings. So
it, and that's what we have before us.
Correct, and it may not have been required. I can find out if I can have a moment to have a look, so.
Please.
So do you know where your markers are?
I do now, yes. I had it resurveyed 3 times.
Okay.
3 times?
Especially after this incident happened.
No, it was not.
They did the property first, then they came out and did the house, and then they drew in the garage after that, so you guys could take a look at it.
Okay. While he's looking that up, let's, any other questions? Any questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
Please dial 5 star.
Thank you. So you had it surveyed three times?
Yes, ma'am.
The first time was just the property?
Property itself, and then with the house, and then I think it was Ann requested that the garage be drawn in also.
So when you applied for your building permit, you didn't submit a site plan to get the building permit?
That I can't.
You don't think so? Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
If I can assist, Madam Chair, so it looks as if in this case that there are construction drawings for the dwelling, so that the building permit that was applied for was a one-story dwelling with an attached garage and a porch and a deck. So they were all applied for as part of one permit application, which was issued as a building permit on April 14th of this year. As part of that, there are construction plans for the dwelling, but I cannot see a site plan as having been required. That being said, the front yard setback was stated as being 30 feet, but with the words Pine Grove Road stated next to the 30-foot annotation, so.
And who would be the approving official?
So the...
Do you recognize that signature?
So building permits are issued by Mr. Wright. This is dated April of this year, so.
So Mr. Wright issued this building permit. Is that correct?
Well, the version that I have on file is actually not signed by, it's blank, so.
Oh, well, this has a kind of looks like a C to me, and I'm not sure what else, but it might be an A. I don't know. Okay. All right, well, my take is that it says 30 feet from Pine Grove Road, and that's what they did. I'm just one. So, any other questions? No? Does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
Anybody else? Ms. Sharp?
I have a question.
I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion. And if I were making a motion, I'd give them their money back. Just saying. Because it does say Pine Grove Road. And that's what they did.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve case number 12,473. It's the size of the lot is unique. Is the variance necessary to enable the use of the property? It will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance for relief. And I recommend that he get the $400 back because he did what he was on the permit.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And aye too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved and you will be receiving your feedback, $400.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.